Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you today, folks. And we're excited this morning. My wife and I, my wife Angie, you know, was 22-year military veteran, and in many places in the world she served. She served in the first Gulf War, and there she was seriously poisoned through the anthrax vaccine and experimental drugs and the BP pills and depleted uranium, and suffered, as many of her fellow soldiers did, with the Gulf War syndrome. Still suffers with that today, by the way. A lot of joint pain and problems throughout her body. A sensitivity to anything in the air. She lets me know if there's anything in the air because she gets sick. And but, you know, she spent the last years trying to help her brothers and sisters from the Gulf War, trying to help them to get well. Very difficult, because she suffered through many of her friends dying from the Gulf War syndrome over the years. And there's figures now going up to 14,000, 15,000 of her brothers and sisters in the military dying of the Gulf War syndrome since 91, when she was over there. And so she's was just very, very blessed, because near death, while she was serving in the military in Tucson, Arizona, after returning from the Middle East, she had a Christian family take her in and start purifying her body, her liver, purifying her liver, her blood, and everything, and she lived. She lived, and she went on to spend her time, a lot of her time, working to help clear some of these poisons out of the body of her brothers and sisters in the military. We had a wonderful guest on today, two guests on with us today, who have been on with us before, and we're going to talk about a new hope for all of them out there that are sick from the Gulf War syndrome. Be right back.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Good to be with you today and to have on with us our very good friends and the friends of all Americans, especially our soldiers that have gotten sick from the Gulf War syndrome or depleted uranium or any of these things. I want to welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program Garth and Nancy Nicholson, Dr. Garth and Dr. Nancy Nicholson, who have, due to this Gulf War syndrome, entering into their own family, I believe through their daughter, who also was involved with the Gulf War, number one, they became, through much investigation, research, the best people in our nation to know about what is going on and what happened to our soldiers over in the Gulf. And this morning, I'm excited to tell you that they have a new book out. They have a new book that's going to tell us about more that they've learned over the years about the Gulf War syndrome, the poisoning of our veterans by our government. And so we want to welcome them back. Garth and Nancy, thank you for being on with us today. Angie's standing by listening on the radio in the other room, and she says hello to you.
Well, hi. This is Nancy.
It's a pleasure being on again.
It's good to have you, and I'm really excited. I called you to have you on to talk about how your institute, you have an institute to help research and learn how to better save the lives to heal those soldiers from the Gulf War I and now Gulf War II that are coming back sick. And you told me yesterday that you have a new book out, and I want to talk about that if you don't mind. Would you go ahead and just tell us what we need to know? You might tell us how you two got interested. In my mind, it seems to me that your daughter got sick. Isn't that right, Garth and Nancy?
Well, our stepdaughter served in the first Gulf War. She was a crew chief on a Black Hawk helicopter in the 101st Airborne Division and was in the deep insertions deep into Iraq. And when she came back, she was training to be a pilot. And then her health failed, and eventually she left the Army. And now I'm glad to say that she's just finishing up medical school. But in her case, it worked out okay because we were able to help her and thousands of other veterans who had a unusual infection that they may have gotten through the military vaccines, or they may have been exposed in other ways during their service in Iraq. And this unusual infection can be transmitted since it's an airborne infection. In fact, we've done some studies that we've published with family members of Gulf War veterans who became sick when the veteran returned home and transmitted the infection to their immediate family members. And so this is one thing that I've been working on now for the last several years, and it led us into a whole new area of work on children's illnesses, particularly children that have autism and attention deficit disorder and other things that are also related in some ways to vaccines and to infections, as we found.
Well, and they're on the rise, aren't they?
They're on the rise. Population. Yes. They're global, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, they are on the rise. There's an epidemic rise, in fact, in autism and autistic spectrum disorders, which are related to autism. And this is not only occurring in our country, as Nancy just mentioned, it's occurring worldwide. So this is a problem that is facing all of us in the world, not just members of the U.S. Armed Forces. And our book starts with uncovering what this infection was and where it may have come from. And in the process of working on this, we had a number of prison guards that came to us and told us, you know, we have the same signs and symptoms that you've been reporting for the Gulf War veterans, only we never were in the Gulf. We were working as employees of, in this case, a state prison system. And we became sick, and we know that they were doing experiments in the prison system. And so from well before the Gulf War, there were prison guards and then their families getting sick with, it turns out, the very same infection that we found in the veterans of the Gulf War.
And being misdiagnosed with multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, and not the physicians that they saw not willing to look at the infectious nature of the illnesses.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is with these infections is they can lead to a number of different diagnoses depending upon the number of different factors and also a number of different exposures and co-infections. And in a way, it's kind of like the problem we had from the Gulf War. The veterans were exposed to chemicals in the environment. They had multiple military vaccines that they received during deployment, some of which were very questionable. They were also exposed to a variety of environmental hazards when they were there. And all this accumulated exposure adds up to chronic illness. And so most of these illnesses were not seen immediately after the conflict, but they slowly developed within about 6 months to a year after their return.
And the press is silent about the problems of the civilian population in the Middle East. We know that cancer has risen 1,200 times in Kuwait, breast cancer in particular, and we know there's much chronic disease in Lebanon and in Israel. They had unusual neurological disorders, and we know that because we've kept in contact with our colleagues in the clinics in the Middle East, but this is not made public knowledge. And you can't expect to have the release of a microorganism in one part of the world and not eventually have it on your own back door.
So the book Project Daylily actually talks about how this was really discovered in the veterans and then in civilians, particularly people, employees of the prison system, and then how we found it in the general population in various different chronic illnesses, which were masquerading under a number of different names, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia syndrome. Nancy mentioned autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis, lupus, Lou Gehrig's disease, then rheumatic illnesses like rheumatoid arthritis, sarcoidosis, and so on. And a lot of these illnesses have, turns out, infection as one of the underlying principles of the disease, if not the cause, certainly an important cofactor in the disease process.
But it's very dangerous to research these infections. Many of our colleagues died under suspicious circumstances trying to blow the whistle. And the book is dedicated to these colleagues. One was a former Air Force colonel who was subjected to what would be called a professional assassination. He was shot in the head, and no one ever solved that murder. And it's dedicated to the people of Texas who lost their health to a vicious agenda, which is still not out in the open and is a product of ill-advised Cold War policies. And after going as far back as after World War II, the Operation Paperclip, when we took in approximately 3,000 Nazi scientists, the so-called fight communism. And you know about Wernher von Braun and the physicists, but the biologists have not been made public. And now recently the government has taken in former Soviet scientists, one in particular who was scheduled for execution in the former Soviet Union for contaminating six cities with anthrax and destroying an island in the Aral Sea. And this man is in our government and advising us in bio counterterrorism, and I don't feel comfortable. And I don't. And the thing, you can't totally blame the government because the government is so large, and this really requires specialized knowledge. And the people that we talk to in the Pentagon, they are mostly trained in conventional warfare and strategies, and this is a very scary to them too. But it's like, it's like they're all frozen and don't seem to want to act because they're lied to so much by special interest groups who are more concerned with the bottom line rather than people's health.
Yes. Yeah, well, it all comes together, Sister and Brother Nicholson there, that my wife has been working with people since 91, soldiers and all, and there's no convincing us that there's not some level of government that knew very well what they were doing with these biologicals and these weapon grade creations out of Fort Detrick, Maryland.
That's true.
That there's no way to convince us now it was just an accident or that people really just didn't know. There's something behind this. We've studied,
faction.
Of course. Yes,
well, we start
a rogue faction. That's right.
A well-organized international rogue faction that is cloaked and camouflaged within legitimate government structure here in the United States and abroad, and we have pretty much zoomed in on who it is. But our government needs to, if they want to persist, I mean, what good is all the money in the world if everyone's sick? And these infections affect heads of state all the way down to the homeless, and we've worked with every level of society.
Is it not population control? I mean, what is it? Or why
it is population control?
That's part of it, yes.
Yeah.
And the other is just simply armament dealers investing in unconventional weapons of mass destruction, and generally those people are part of organized crime and have ties to the South American drug cartel and to the Asian and Russian cartels. So you have that in addition to ill-advised population control studies linked to National Security Memorandum 200, which was formulated by Henry Kissinger in the 70s.
Yeah.
So you have but you do have these very, very vicious arms dealers who have no loyalty to anything. They don't have a loyalty to a country. They don't have a loyalty to religion, anything. They just care about money. And even when they get sick, they somehow think that their money is going to protect them. Well, it doesn't.
Well, let me ask you this, Nancy and Garth. We've always had the feeling that when they create these things at the war laboratories, that they've also created some kind of a vaccine for themselves. When we get back, I want to ask you what you think about that idea. If the guys at the very top of these rogue agencies don't have a way to inoculate themselves against these horrible, horrible diseases and biological weapons they're creating. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Well, welcome back, folks. This is very interesting. My wife and I have discussed this before, and other soldiers, too, that have been sick, that if these guys are creating these powerful, powerful population control biologicals and different things, it just makes sense to us, being they're supposed to have a reasonable amount of intelligence, that they would create a back door for their own families. And I can't see the Kissinger family or the Rockefeller family or the Bush crime family getting any of these diseases and so forth.
They're ignorant, believe it or not.
They are that ignorant?
They're ignorant. We work with them, and they're just as sick. Believe, I know them very well.
Wow.
And there is no, this is just pure stupidity. Arrogance, the feeling of omnipotence, and not, there hasn't been one of these families that hasn't come down with it. And in fact, even the owner, and I will not slander this person, of one of the large pharmaceutical companies, his own son was sick, and we helped the son, but he was so concerned with profits that he was angry with us for helping the son, saying that his son, I mean, this is a type of a mindset that literally is alien to most human beings.
It is, truly.
And our book, Project Daylily, Garth has the information of how you can buy it,
okay.
Really goes into just how dangerous it was and how you know, what we went through, but there's a silver lining. And Garth will tell you how you can get the book, and I'll go into the silver lining a little bit.
Okay, sounds real good. Yes, several times we want to give out that information because we are going to do everything we can here at our two police and military associations to promote this book for you and all the American people out there. Go right ahead, Garth, would you?
The name of the book is Project Daylily, and Lily has one L. People usually put two L's in it for some reason. But Project Daylily is actually a self-published book that's produced by Ex Libris Publications in Philadelphia. And there's a website. It's www.projectdaylily.com.
Okay.
Projectdaylily.com. And there's an 800, a 888 number, actually, for people to call to order the book. It's 888-795-4274. That's
give it one more time.
888-795-4274.
274. I'm a slow writer here, so okay. 888-795-4274.
That's right.
Got
and,
it. Okay.
Actually, I just did a Google search to see if it comes up right away, and it does. The first four entries come right up.
Good.
Which relate to the book, and one of those is the Ex Libris website, so they can get on that way if they can't remember the telephone number or the website.
It's also on Amazon and Borders as
well. All right. Very good. Very good. My goodness.
I would like to go into a bit of the silver lining and about how there is definitely a God that watches out for everybody.
Yes, please do.
And I will get off my personal part, and then Garth will go more into the science of it. But in an ironic twist to this whole insidious agenda of financing these horrific projects for many, many years, it turns out that my birth family, I'm the heir to the fortune that financed this, but have never benefited because I've had strong criminal elements using the funds that were left to me. And because of the Patriot Act, they can, my corrupt trustees and corrupt lawyers, and these are special interest groups who you'd recognize, can no longer use the funds. So I am now working diligently with the legitimate parts of the United States government and governments abroad to free up my funding to do good for people, which is what the trusts were left for. Unfortunately, they fell into the wrong hands and were used for negative. And it's so I believe that it's ironic that it would be myself to work on the science that would blow the whistle when, in fact, it was the money that was left to me that is funding this. And the money that was left to me also funded people who tried to eliminate me and many, many institutions. So this is divine intervention. Because now these bad elements cannot use the money that goes for the mafia and criminal elements in our government and abroad because I turned the magic age of 50. And for some reason, at that point, the money froze. And it's creating quite a ripple amongst a part of the world that most people don't know about. So I'm happy to say that at least I can cut off the funding until, but I would like to use it for humanitarianism.
Sure.
So that's explained in the book. Of course, we changed the names, dates, and places to protect our sources and ourselves because a lot of our colleagues, they're just no longer here, and they were young people, and that's sad, and that's just six of whom we know. So it shouldn't be that scientists should use their talents to make people well, not to sicken people. Unfortunately, human nature seems so bent upon war. Because of the going back to Adam Weishaupt and the Illuminati thinking, to create conflict out of disparate populations in order to create a consensus. And these people are still following that 1756 script.
That's
so we're going to change
sure
the script.
Praise God. Okay, sister, hold on there. We're coming up on a break. Let's see. We're at the bottom of the hour, folks. We'll be right back in, I think, about 3 minutes. So please, please get your pencils and papers ready. We're going to give out that address and or the phone number again and the website. So we'll be right back with more of the program in just a couple minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The attitude, and I don't think our listeners do, that, hey, this hasn't happened to me and my family, so I'm just not interested in it because it's in my family. My dear bride is sick with the Gulf War syndrome still today, and we've had many of her friends die. Friends now that are in wheelchairs and in very bad shape, folks. And believe me, as Garth and Nancy just said, it can come to your family, and with all the diseases today that are growing and growing that we really didn't have this type of growth years ago, it may very well be in your family today. My sister died from one of these diseases, autoimmune system diseases, here last year. She had this thing that's attacking our women all over America. I can't think of the name of it right now, Nancy and Garth, but you just sick, didn't have any energy. What is that one disease that are attacking our women all across the nation?
Fibromyalgia syndrome.
Fibromyalgia, that's what it is.
Chronic fatigue syndrome.
Yeah, and so she's gone now and left her family and grandchildren and all. And so I don't know, but...
No one's going to escape from all of these biological... It doesn't matter how rich you are, you can go on a deserted island. You're not going to escape this.
Yeah.
But you got, if you know the pattern of the enemy, you can overcome the enemy.
Yeah.
So we, there are solutions, but if you put your head in the sand, it can be catastrophic for a family.
That's right.
Why people need to get a copy of this book, Project Daylily.
Right.
I want to read you a quote, actually, on the book, and then I'll give the coordinates of how to get the book.
Okay, very good.
This is a quote from Colonel Gerald Schumacher. He's a retired U.S. Army Special Forces colonel, and he sent this quote in after reviewing the book. During the first Gulf conflict, Operation Desert Storm, nearly every level of government, the military, and the American people assumed that Iraq had completely failed to deploy or initiate the use of biological weapons. Leading up to the war, I directed the military component of a joint biologic detection project with scientists from Stanford Research Institute. At the conclusion of combat, even after being presented with evidence that suggested the biologic agents had indeed found their way into the battlefield, I dismissed the reports of Gulf War illness. That is, until soldiers in my command and their families developed illnesses that could only be attributed to their service in the Gulf or their association with people and material that had returned from Iraq. In my search for the truth, I met Dr. Garth Nicholson and Dr. Nancy Nicholson. They were alone and much maligned voice in the quest for a cure. Project Daylily is a riveting and profound essay on what really happened. It's time the public knew the truth. Gerald Schumacher, Colonel, retired U.S. Army Special Forces.
Wonderful, just wonderful. I'm so happy to see our soldiers becoming involved and other than just being sick from this thing. Give out that information again, would you, Garth?
The name of the book is Project Daylily. It's published by Ex Libris of Philadelphia. There's a website, www.projectdaylily.com, and Lily only has one L.
Okay.
There's a number, 888-795-4274. That's 888-795-4274.
And what is the cost of the book? My bride and I are going to order this, and we're going to read it, and we're going to talk it up until everybody in America knows that we need to know that our government is behind this insidious infection of the people of this nation for various reasons. And we believe one is population control, well, not just our nation, but the world today.
I think our government is also scared, believe it or not. If you know the name, like a politician, a head of state, the adage is they don't control the game. You want to get to the puppeteers who are controlling our politicians.
That's behind the scenes.
And
right.
I have the ability to do that, and I happen to know that every time I blamed a general or I blamed the president, when I came face-to-face with these people, they were in the dark. Because they are not, unfortunately, not truly in charge. But we need people to stand up to the people behind this, which are a very, very strong financial element that's been around a long time. And the only way you can stand up to them is if you're born into their family. And for I have been. And heaven help people who are born into it. And I'm doing my very best to get them to go into another mode rather than destruction. It's a big order, but I believe I have God and a higher power on my side. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here talking to you today.
That's
I
right.
I almost died.
You sure wouldn't. They tried to get to you, Nancy.
More
they did.
Many, many times.
Yeah.
Many, many times. I was laid up for 18 months, and in 2002, right before my 50th birthday, I was laid up again for 18 months.
Right.
And mostly by poisons, but I survived, and that is for a purpose.
That's
and I
for
believe
a purpose.
Once
yeah.
we have just a little bit of light, then it will, all it takes is a candle to light the darkness.
That's right.
You asked about the book. Again, it's Project Daylily, and the website is www.projectdaylily.com. The price of the book, because it is about 550 pages long, is a paperback $22.94,
okay.
And hardback it's $32.29.
Okay. All right. I just wrote that down. Good deal. Okay. Well, folks, what we've got some time here. Do you want to take us back and give us some? We have a lot of new listeners since you've been on before. And kind of give them a breakdown of what we're even talking about here? Because some of them, I don't think, even know the basics that I've lived with my bride for years, and you and Nancy's lived with. But some of them out here might not even know what we're talking about. Could you do that, Garth or Nancy?
I'd be glad to do that.
Okay.
We've been really talking about our book, Project Daylily, which
yes.
chronicles the events surrounding what the public knows as Gulf War Syndrome.
Right.
We call it Gulf War illnesses because there are a number of different illnesses associated with the service in the Gulf War.
Illnesses.
But it goes much beyond that because now there are millions and millions of civilians who are sick with similar illnesses.
Yeah.
They may go under the name of chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia syndrome, for example, or they may have an autoimmune disease such as multiple sclerosis, lupus, or even Lou Gehrig's disease or ALS. And by the way, all these are much higher incidence in veterans compared to non-veterans. So it's something that the veterans are suffering with, not only in our country, but in other countries of the world. We've just been speaking, actually, yesterday, we spent quite a bit of time with some Canadians, and there's quite a bit of problem in Canada with these diseases. And I know that your broadcast reaches Canada.
That's true.
So I just received, in fact, 4 emails this morning alone from Canada where Canadians
yeah.
were sick and unable to get help from their government. Although I did address the Department of National Defense in Ottawa about this problem, and so they are beginning to be aware in Canada, as they are in Great Britain and other countries around the world, Australia, for example, the nature of these infections and the types of diseases that they cause. So this is not something that's limited to veterans, or it's not something that's limited to prison guards that have served in prisons where testing of biologic agents took place. This is something that's now out in the general population, and people are getting it. In fact, they've had similar diseases like this, but not at the incidence. And now some of the illnesses that I've been discussing are exploding in incidence
in
our
Denmark,
population.
Yeah.
In
Denmark, autism is 2,000 times up. But one thing we have to point out is these microorganisms are all related to Cold War biowarfare testing programs. The British government admitted their open-air testing on their population, but in the United States there were over 270 tests during a period of time under Title 50, which gave the Department of Defense the right to test an agent, provided a local official was informed and there was a small ad taken out in the paper. This is the politics behind this has given rise to AIDS and all sorts of AIDS disorders. There's more than one kind of AIDS, not just HIV. It is really the worst side of mankind, and everyone who is involved with it is either terrified or they don't have the backbone to come forward. And believe me, the people who have been financing this with money, I might add, that was left to me, which I didn't know at the time, they are vicious. They will. It's vicious. It's like as black as you can be, but they're not going to win. They will not win.
No, they won't, my dear.
And I've started, even though I don't know when this is going to show up in the general population, and maybe it will never be public knowledge, but I have started to see the financiers behind the scenes start to realize just how ridiculous, and I hate the word ridiculous, but how awful this agenda is, because they're not protected from it. And I said, what are you guys doing? What good is your money? You know?
Uh-huh.
And I said, you don't know what you're doing. I've warned you about this for years. I'm here, and that means that I'm here to do the right thing. And even some of the people who I know who really pull the string of our leaders are realizing the depth of how horrific the agenda has been, and they took the advice from the wrong people. And you mentioned the Rockefeller family. They've been suffering. They've had their problem with this, and so has the Bush family. If you remember, in the 90s, George Bush Sr. had the problem with his thyroid, and so did Barbara, and their dog got sick.
Right, their dog got sick.
And then he had the projectile vomiting in Japan. Well, that's this illness. So
yeah.
He's not immune. But the problem is they get so caught up in the politics of power that they don't realize that they're just as vulnerable as anybody else.
Incredible. How does the cancer increase? Tremendous increase in cancer. You can't talk to a person today. My wife just has the Gulf War syndrome, but she's also just come out of 7 months battling cancer, which we pray to the Lord. We believe now she's healed, but it was a horrible battle. And she's Gulf War soldier. And so I know there's a high amount of cancer in the Gulf War soldiers, but where does the cancer fit in? Is it any a part of this, the tremendous increase in cancer?
And the problem with the cancer that's associated with the Gulf War is that it comes from many different sources. There's many different types of exposures, and some of these actually augment one another. For example, there were radiologic exposures to some of the forces, to things like depleted uranium, which is radioactive. There were chemicals that they were exposed to, some of which are cancer-causing chemicals, and also the biologicals that we discuss, for example, in our book Project Daylily. These actually promote cancer, and they promote it, and actually studies by the U.S. Army itself, published in medical journals, shows that these same organisms will promote cancer and promote it and make it more aggressive. And so the combination of all these different things, I think, has resulted in the high rate of cancer found in Gulf War veterans. And also it may contribute to cancer in our society as well. I just came back late last year from the American Academy of Environmental Medicine annual meeting, and the subject of my major talk was breast cancer and ovarian cancer and the role that these agents, like the one we found in the Gulf War veterans, play in the progression of the disease. And what we found was is that the women that died very quickly of very aggressive cancers all had these infections. So this is something that's affecting everyone, not just veterans, not just prison guards and police personnel. It's affecting everyone in our country. In fact, it's affecting everyone in the world to various degrees.
Well, Dr. Lorraine Day is a friend of ours, and she's been on the show a number of times. And, you know, she had horrible breast cancer and cured herself of it. But she told us that just 40 years ago, we used to have in this country about one out of 500 people that would get cancer. And she says today it's around one out of three or one out of two people that are getting cancer today. So something's going on here, Garth and Nancy. Something is really going on.
Well, something is going on. Of course, we're living longer, and that attributes to part of this increase in incidence during our lifetime. So the lifetime risk for getting cancer is increasing because we're able to live longer. So that's one element that people need to know about. But the other element is what we're talking about. And, you know, if you just look at a segment of population, let's take the veterans, for example, because I do have data on this. When the veterans returned from the Gulf War, all of a sudden there was a spike. There was a tremendous increase in cancers. And some of these were very unusual cancers that weren't expected in an average age of under 25 of the Gulf War veteran cohort. So we're talking about brainstem cancers, brain cancers, other types of leukemias and so on. And this was unexpected in this age group. And so there had to be something that's driving this. And so we think that there are a number of reasons for this that I've just mentioned, but it does mean that our veterans are at high risk, so we have to watch them. So we have to do a much better job of surveillance of veterans than we're doing right now. And also,
and they bring
population.
This home. Yeah, they bring this home to their families,
Well, we also
too.
Have a problem in our intelligence sector because the horrible side of humanity, our operatives in the CIA and Defense Intelligence and all these agencies, they are in harm's way because they have to deal with the worst aspects of human nature and this problem. And it is very likely that sometime during the course of their careers as intelligence operatives, they will be poisoned. And we've worked with a lot of them, so they're on the front lines. And so it affects our intelligence sector. We have to root out this evil group that is cloaked within the intelligence community, within the governments, and try to get the politicians who get so much information to see it. And it's a tough job because
it's a tough job.
It's very tough. And then you still have, which I've never understood, the community that's causing the tremendous problem is the banking community, because all they look at is the bottom line.
That's right.
But quite frankly, anyone who's a power monger becomes off balance, the banking community and financiers are targets as well, and their money's not going to protect them. In fact, there are ways that money actually has been contaminated to infect prominent people. So,
you mean money itself, paper dollar itself?
There are ways that they have done things. I mean, I'm saying this crazy group, I call them the armaments group. They're
armaments
just devoid
yeah.
of conscience. I don't know what they are, almost like robotic. But to think that if you're a prominent banker that you're going to be safe because you have the money, wrong, you're a target too. And, you know, we have ways to protect our population without panic.
Yeah.
And that's what we're working on.
Well, wonderful. We want to hear about that. Okay, folks, we're at the... Well, no, we're not at the top of the hour yet. Good. We have a lot more time to give out good information, folks. Hope that you've copied down this website and phone number. If not, get your pencils and papers. We'll be back and we'll give it out again. And then we'll get back to Garth and Nancy Nicholson. Stay tuned.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
To the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm so pleased to have Doctors Nancy and Garth Nicholson on with us today. I'll tell you, folks, it reminds me of the Holy Word of God that says, my people perish for lack of knowledge, and we can perish in many, many ways, and we are perishing because we don't have the knowledge. that wonderful people that God has sent our way, like Dr. Garth and Nancy Nicholson, with their ability to research and to find out what has gone on, what is happening, and how it's going to affect all of our families in the world today. So we're so happy to have you folks here, and let's give out that number again before we end this hour, if you would. Please, Garth or Nancy, go ahead and give out that information again.
The name of the book is Project Daylily. It was written by myself and Nancy. It's available at 888-795-4274. That's 888-795-4274. They can find it on the web at www.projectdaylily.com. That's spelled as one word, all run together.
Okay.
Projectdaylily.com.
All right. How is it with families? Are families coming down with these things from the, especially the soldiers that came back, and all to the spouses and families have really been infected by some of these things?
Absolutely.
Yes.
In fact, we followed up on this. The government started to do a study on the families that were getting sick, and then all of a sudden they stopped. And we continued on, and we started, and we looked at Marine families and Army families and found that there was a surprising increase in the incidence of illness in the families. And the spouses were coming down with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia syndrome. And the children, which I've continued studying the children even after this, were coming down with autism and attention deficit disorder and other autistic spectrum disorders.
And this is
kind of interesting because we've got an explosion of these childhood illnesses right now in our population.
Sure do. Yes,
and
we do.
So this is actually going to eventually contribute to that explosion. So the families became sick after the veteran returned, and that can only be explained by a biologic event. So these were infections that the veteran came back with and passed to family members. And so we started focusing in on those infections. And in fact, the book Project Daylily discusses the finding of at least one of these infections. And now there are more than one. There are other infections as well that have been passed to immediate family members. And so we've got an epidemic on our hands, and so we've just got to do something about this. And we've been developing ways to counter these kinds of problems, treatments and so on, some of which are involving very natural approaches and some of which are traditional.
Very good. That's so important. I wanted you to get into that. Is there hope with curing some of these things? That one thing we found in a close friend is that a rash that is uncurable. He's all had all kinds of treatments, all types of salves and all, and the rash continues to change. It'll come out sometime in a checkerboard pattern, and then it'll come out sometimes in the shape of a banana, and then it'll come out in another shape. And for he'll get a salve from the doctors, the experts, and it'll last for 6 months, and then all of a sudden it doesn't do any good. Is this something that you've heard about?
Oh, yes. This is a very common among the Gulf War veterans, and we can discuss that when we come back.
Okay, very good. All right, folks. Well, we're at the top of the hour now, folks, and we're going to have Dr. Nicholson's on with us, Nancy and Garth, for the second hour, and I'd like to, if it's okay with them, and I'll ask them the other side of the hour here, if we can open the phone lines up and take some calls, but also want them to get more into their book. We'll be right back.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.